Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And that music means it's time to talk with former governor and former senator George Allen. Good morning, Governor Allen.
Hey, good morning, Jason and Gary. And the Redskins aren't playing this weekend, so I won't go another game down to Gary.
That's right. Well, but, you know, before we get to the football, let's talk about another sport, politics. You know, you've had a couple days now to process and think on what just happened with Tuesday's elections. What are you thinking right now?
Well, in politics, you score points by crackback blocks, and unsportsmanlike conduct gets put into TV ads and so forth. But first of all, I think you congratulate everyone who ran. Mm-hmm. Congratulate the Democrats. They won Virginia and took over the House and the Senate. For the Republicans, you could look at it as it could have been worse. There were some, and I think what the Republicans need to understand, and in losing, every time you lose, you need to, or when you win, you do an after-action review. And you know, to the extent the Democrats were motivated by their antipathy towards President Trump or others, that's one thing. But the Republicans try to make it local races and local and Virginia issues. And I think in the RVA area, really great wins by Senator Dunnevant. There was just tons of money in that race. Roxanne Robinson winning that delegate seat. Matter Kirk Cox won't be speaker, but he won in a very tough district by a lot of hard work. I think that the only really bright area for Republicans was Virginia Beach, where Jason Meares, who's an all-star delegate, won, and it looks like Glenn Davis won, and then in the Senate, Bill DeStef and a new member, Jen Kiggins, won. And down there in the Virginia Beach area, there was just tons of money coming in from New York and California. It's like 80% of their funding was coming from those areas. And Virginia, really, if we want to be competitive and make sure there's opportunities for all, we don't need New York policies. New York's losing more population than any other state. So we'll have to see what happens. I think reasonable conservative Republicans won. Those who are for opportunities for all, the big tent theory, so to speak, which I've always adhered to or aspire or try to advocate for, those kind of candidates, whether as a candidate or a delegate or senator, are the ones who prevailed, notwithstanding a very positive day across Virginia for Democrats.
Governor, I am interested. I asked Jason this yesterday, and I was asking rhetorically because I have a strong opinion on this. The governor on Tuesday night and again on Wednesday, very emboldened, declared that Virginia is now a blue state. Now, the blue wave is undeniable. Are you ready to admit that Virginia is a blue state?
Well, it's being governed by blue is the color of the Democrats, red's the color of the Republicans, and using that. Well, if you look at governance, they have both U.S. senators, they have a majority of the members of Congress, they have a majority in the House and Senate. And so, yeah, you can find I think really most voters don't care about blue versus red versus purple versus orange. What they care about is, what are you going to do? Are you going to make Virginia a place that is better for us to live and learn and work and to raise our families? And so some of the things that Democrats might do won't be harmful to Virginia. But there are certain things that they might do that could harm opportunities in Virginia if they unnecessarily raise energy costs if they repeal the right to work law, and things that would make Virginia a less competitive state for investment by small businesses, medium, large businesses. And that's the important thing to understand. And I think some of the things the Democrats could do on equal opportunities for all, I think that's good. They won't be for equal opportunities for those unborn children, but as far as others, that's probably good. We'll see where they go on gun restrictions, on the natural right of self-defense in the Second Amendment. And but I'm hopeful that they'll govern wisely and reasonably to make sure that everything they do, they determine, is this going to make Virginia safer? Is it going to make Virginia more competitive? Will this create more job opportunities? Is this improving the skills and capabilities of young people in our schools? And if they have that criteria, hopefully you can find Republicans and Democrats moving Virginia forward in a positive, constructive, and competitive way. And that word competitive matters a lot, because investments and people can move to wherever they want. And that's why Texas, Tennessee, and Florida are gaining so much, because they have low taxes and it's very pro-business. And Virginia doesn't want to be left behind.
So you mentioned that you're hopeful that the Democrats will govern in a reasonable, measured way. I forget the exact words you used, but are you expecting that to happen?
Well, they have to select their leadership. I think folks like in the Senate, Dick Sasslaw, Chap Peterson, those are Democratic leaders. Obviously, Dick Sasslaw is, and I think he's got reasonable sense. He had to ward off a socialist. He narrowly beat a socialist in his primary race. And so, the Republicans through the years have had an internal intra-squad scrimmage with the Tea Party types or the theocratic types, and the Democrats have won with the socialistic types. There are Democrats who want to get rid of the right to work law, which is the greatest selling point for Virginia, being the furthest state north on the eastern seaboard, where men and women working are not forced or compelled to join a union and pay dues as a condition of work. That's a great selling point. And we have more affordable energy costs compared to the states to the north of us. If they turn those type of things around or make Virginia less hospitable for the free enterprise system to thrive, that's going to be harmful. But I think Sasslaw and Chap Peterson understand that. And the Democrats have to figure out who they're going to have as their leaders, and they'll select their own captains. And they won't listen to me on that.
Okay, Governor, we need to move to the football picks. And first, let me congratulate us on both prognosticating the Baltimore Ravens win over the Patriots Sunday night. That was a good call by both of us. So I've got my picks written down. I want
you do.
Jason is vouching, so I would never pick based on what you pick. But so let's go
no
through
collusion.
It. Our games of the week. We begin with the 5-3 Carolina Packers heading to Lambeau Field. Who you got?
Well, both these teams are not fake teams. They're good teams. I'm going to go with the Packers at home. They got to stop McCaffrey. He's great. But I'm going to go with the Packers, having been embarrassed playing the previous week winning at home.
You're right about Christian McCaffrey, man. He is amazing. But you're right.
Yeah.
Losing on the road last week the way they did, they're going to come home, and you're going to see the best version of the Packers, and they're going to win. So that's what I got. Okay, heads is the home team.
Okay.
Tails is the visiting team.
Okay, and I want the governor to know that, you know, John Reed used to work for him, and I did too.
Right.
When I was a student at the University of Richmond, I was an intern in the policy office for Governor.
I remember that. You didn't play in that football game with college interns and I lost my ACL, did you?
No, that wasn't me. That wasn't me.
I know who it was. It was a guy who went to VMI.
Yeah.
Fell into my knee.
But I want you to know I'm doing my best to fill in John's shoes here, and I'm gonna throw the coin, and it's landed on heads.
Heads it is, so he's going with the Packers as well.
Packers.
Cheeseheads across the board.
That's right. Okay, so after a bye week, the Los Angeles Rams head to Pittsburgh to face the Steelers. This is an interesting game. Who you got?
Yeah, you said it right at the beginning. The Rams haven't been firing on all cylinders, but they're coming off a bye week, and that's why I'm going to pick them to beat the Steelers in the Steel City.
I have the Rams as well. I think the bye week matters. I think it's really going to be good. Todd Gurley will probably look fresh, and I still think the Steelers haven't quite figured it all out yet with Mason Rudolph at quarterback. I'm with the Rams.
Okay, here we go. Heads is...
Heads is home.
Heads is home, okay. We are heads again.
Pittsburgh. Coin goes with the Steelers.
The good thing on this coin flip is the games you pick, Gary, for the most part, are pretty close games.
Right.
Other than the Redskins games.
Right. And Sunday night and Monday night are great matchups this week.
Yeah.
Sunday night football, the Minnesota Vikings head to Dallas to play the Cowboys. Who you got?
All right, this is, you know, you got this game here. Both teams have great running games. I think Dallas has, and Minnesota's got a great defense. I think Dallas has much more of a threat, slightly, on offense. So I'm going to go with the Cowboys to win in Arlington, Texas.
I have Dallas as well. I think I like Dak Prescott over Kirk Cousins a little bit in this game being in Dallas. So there you go.
Yeah, we're analyzing very similarly, Gary.
All right, here we go. Here's the coin. Heads again.
He's going with the Cowboys as well. So, you know, we analyze similarly because great minds think alike, Governor. That's just all there is to it. Monday night is going to be, I might have to get an extra long nap because this is going to be something else. Russell Wilson and the Seattle Seahawks travel to San Francisco to face the unbeaten 49ers.
All right. Clearly, Seattle's got a better quarterback. Both teams have a really good running game, but San Francisco's running game is better than Seattle's. You know, Minnesota and the 49ers have the top two running games, but I think the 49ers' running game and especially their defense is going to be the difference. So I'm going to be for the 49ers. So I'll pick the 49ers.
Governor, two words, Russell Wilson. I'm taking Seattle.
Yep.
All right,
oh,
guys.
You are.
Here is the flip, and we got away.
Tails. So he gets Tails. Seattle as well. So there you go. We'll see how we did next week.
All right, thanks
much,
Governor
Adios,
George.
Y'all.
Governor George Allen, 9:30 on News Radio WRVA.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.